From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says the bill he signed authorizing new sanctions against Iran puts more pressure on that government to scale back its nuclear ambitions.
This legislation strengthens existing sanctions, authorizes new ones, and supports our multilateral diplomatic strategy to address Iran's nuclear program. It makes it harder for the Iranian government to purchase refined petroleum and the goods, services, and materials to modernize Iran's oil and natural gas sector.
The president says the measure also requires companies seeking procurement contracts to first certify that they are not doing business with Iran. The president is reopening the debate over immigration reform. He says the current system is broken and a range of steps are needed to fix the problem. Mr. Obama says he opposes mass deportations but expects undocumented residents to register, pay taxes, and take other steps toward becoming citizens. Mr. Obama also wants businesses to be held accountable for hiring and exploiting undocumented workers. Legislation to extend unemployment benefits is moving again. NPR's David Wellner reports that the House has approved an extension bill by a nearly 2-to-1 margin.
House Democrats, including California's Dennis Cardoza, say extending jobless benefits has always been considered an economic emergency.
Never before in our history has Congress allowed extended unemployment benefits to lapse when the unemployment rate was anywhere close to 10%.
But Republicans are insisting that spending be cut elsewhere to offset the $34 billion price tag of extended benefits. Here's Michigan Congressman Dave Camp.
Americans are not receiving their unemployment checks because Democrats refuse to pay for these benefits at a time of record federal deficits.
Those unemployment checks will still be held up because the Senate failed to break a GOP filibuster blocking the jobless benefits before senators left town for a July 4th recess. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Tens of thousands of California state workers could be in for a temporary pay cut. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is ordering the state controller to lower state salaries to the federal minimum wage until the legislature passes a new budget. That's $7.25 an hour. If the order is implemented, the workers would receive retroactive pay once a budget is approved. Schwarzenegger tried a similar move 2 years ago, but the state controller refused to go along with it. There will be another space shuttle mission after this year after all. NASA is postponing its retirement of the shuttle program until the end of February to allow more time to prepare cargo for the last two planned flights. The agency is expecting additional funding to allow for flexibility in phasing out the program. It's also holding out the possibility of an extra mission involving the shuttle Atlantis. From Washington, this is NPR News. No group has claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings at a popular shrine in Lahore, Pakistan. Demonstrators gathered at the site following the attack to protest the lack of security. At least 35 people were killed, and at least scores others were injured in the attacks. It was the second major attack in Lahore in a month. A prominent client scientist accused of skeptics of misconduct has been fully exonerated by his university. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
The accusations stem from a huge pile of emails purloined last fall from the University of East Anglia. The scandal, dubbed by some ClimateGate, attempted to undercut the credibility of some of the world's leading climate scientists. Several previous investigations have not backed up those charges, and now Pennsylvania State University has exonerated one of the key participants, a professor there named Michael Mann. The investigation found no evidence of misconduct. In fact, it ended up praising the scientist and his work. One last investigation at the British University is still pending, with results due next week. Professor Mann is still being pursued by the Virginia Attorney General, who wants to dig back into Dr. Mann's past job at the University of Virginia. The Union of Concerned Scientists says these probes are politically motivated harassment. Richard Harris, NPR News.
All but two suspected members of an alleged Russian spy ring are still in federal custody. One suspect was ordered released to home confinement after a court appearance in New York today. Nine others were denied bail, and another disappeared after his release on Wednesday. Federal prosecutors say all 11 spent years trying to gather non-classified U.S. information while living under assumed names. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.